You've just dialed 391-5336 as we present the best of Fluke.
And now, with the I Missed It news, here is Mud Hambrick.
I'm Mud Hambrick, and here are tonight's stories. President Ford signed a bill today which will put into effect new price controls on all shoelaces. Ralph Snyder, a spokesman for Mr. Ford, who has been urging Congress to pass this bill for several weeks now, said at a news conference today, when asked if he believes that this new legislation is a definite beginning in our country's fight against rising inflation, replied that yes, this legislation is a definite beginning in our country's fight against rising inflation.
Mr. Snyder, do you believe that this new legislation is a definite beginning in our country's fight against rising inflation?
Yes, I do believe that this new legislation is a definite beginning in our country's fight against rising inflation.
The Ku Klux Klan and the Black Panthers today began their long-awaited student exchange program. Both groups called for, quote, better education of our young children. And now, with an in-depth weather report, here's Dr. George.
Well, thank you all a whole lot. Let's see. Tomorrow's weather will be cold. Very cold, I think. It might get hotter in the late afternoon, but I'm not sure. I don't think it's going to rain. Could rain, but you never know. It usually doesn't this time of year. Might snow a little bit up in the mountains, but who cares?
Thank you, George. And now here's Stu with the sports.
Thank you, Mud. Well, the Western League and the Eastern League today merged with the North-South Eastern League to form the new Cobola-Cobola League, which will take on the new Bocala-Bocala League, which is comprised of the former Southwestern-Northeastern League, which recently won the pennant from the Northwest Eastern League in that exciting game last Saturday. In today's games, the scores were 37-36, 14-8, 9-26, and 3-2. That's the sports. Here's Mud.
Thanks, Stu. This report just in, the judges' strike, now in its 12th day, continues, even though federal judge Oscar Stans ordered the judges back to their jobs. Well, that's the news. I'm Mud Hambrick, and good night.